T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here till 1 o'clock. Of course, Maggie and Bart come your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses. Only at ShopRite. Football Friday, of course. The everything. Carl Banks, Brian Costello with the Jet Giant Extravaganza. The Toilet Bowl, whatever you want to call it. What coach gets fired first bowl. I don't know. Whatever you want to say. We will have our NFL picks for week, whatever it is now. What is it, week 9?
Week 10.
10, that's
We're
right.
We're up to 10 now.
You know, I'm always off because of the buys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, right, it's up to week 10.
Pretty soon we'll be up to date. Everybody will have their buys, and we'll know that the week is one ahead of the amount of games being played.
Right, right.
This is a very depressing Sunday because it's really about which team on Monday morning is going to be ridiculed more, which head coach is going to be ridiculed more. I don't think this means that if the Giants win, Pat Shurmur is safe, or if the Jets win, Adam Gase is safe by any stretch. But it's just, it's a very, very depressing football Sunday because these two teams are terrible. And I think both of us, you, me, as Jet fans, Giant fans listening, we all have fair but major questions about these head coaches. And this could be the game that makes you go over the top. I think Jet fans are already over the top on Gase.
Yes, I think so.
I think the Giant fans are close to being there with Pat Shurmur, all the way there.
Yep.
But this could be the game that seals it. And that's what's so depressing about this game Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I told you. To me, it's a win-win, bro. I mean, I'll be aggravated if the Jets lose, especially if it's another, you know, horrific performance by them, no doubt. I want to win. But, you know, you want to beat the Giants. If for no other reason, then, you know, let's beat the Giants. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But if they lose, I mean, I just to me, it's just one step closer to the end of Gase. I mean, I really got to believe that.
No, I don't think you're wrong. And unless you're telling me that Adam Gase is fired Sunday night or Monday morning, which could happen.
Yeah,
you never know.
You never know.
None of us know
maybe,
where Christopher.
Maybe the beleaguered owner who's so upset that he's getting criticized for hiring Gase unfairly, of course, may I add. You know, maybe he, you never know. Maybe he wakes up from his slumber.
Right.
You know?
You never know what makes an owner wake up from their slumber.
Right.
Usually for all of the teams in this town or most of the teams in this town, losing to the other team in town does that.
Yes.
Now, let's face it.
No doubt.
A lot of these owners in town, they don't want to lose to the other team in town. And with these two teams, they're roommates. They play in the same freaking building. So maybe a loss would cause Christopher Johnson to do something that is very uncommon. And that's fire a guy in the middle of his first year as the head coach of a team. I don't think we would say it's unwarranted. It would be pretty warranted.
Of course. And we'd be doing a dance.
Right. But if that's not the case and it's just one step closer to the inevitable, that means we still have to sit here for another 7 weeks watching bad football with the same thought being, well, if they lose, this really finishes Gase off.
And the worst part from the Jet aspect is they're so loaded with bad teams they got to play yet. They got to play the Redskins. They got to play the Bengals. They got another game with Miami. I mean, they got all these crummy teams yet left on the schedule.
Yeah. No, you're right. And with the Giants, it's sort of not that. First of all, they have a bye next week, which is great because then at least you could take a break as a Giant fan.
Right.
But then you're playing the Bears and the Packers and the Eagles a couple of times. They do have Miami and Washington, but they have more games against teams that are actually in it, at least over the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, if they lose to the Giants, the Jets, that is, and they don't fire Gase on Monday morning, we're going to do the same freaking dance going into Sunday again.
Yeah, yeah.
Could they lose to this pathetic team?
Well, they got the Redskins next week, right?
Yeah.
In Washington?
In Washington. And in 2 weeks after that, they've got the Bengals.
Yep.
And then they've got Miami
again.
What,
the Raiders before that?
The Raiders before that.
They're losing that game.
Well, yeah, and I think as we saw last night, the Raiders are a competent football team.
Yep.
And they're in the mix.
Yep, they are.
I mean, I don't know what John Gruden is doing with that challenge flag in the first quarter of the game. I mean, my God. First of all, I give Gruden credit. I have never seen, since they've instituted the challenge flag, as good of a pass by Gruden to get that red flag. Did you see that?
No, it was pretty good.
That was impressive.
That was.
I mean, all of a sudden, I see the red flag flying. I mean, where the hell did that come from?
Yep.
And then Gruden challenges something that is, A, not a fumble, and, B, there's no clear recovery.
No. It wasn't even close. I mean, clearly Rivers' arm was coming forward. I mean, it wasn't even debatable.
What made me laugh is, look, I think we'd admit now at 5-4, hey, John Gruden, maybe he still knows how to coach, right? Give him a lot of credit.
Maybe, yeah.
Despite the breakdown of the team a couple of years ago, let's trade Khalil Mack, let's get rid. It looks like he knows what he's doing. But for some reason, when he has to decide whether to challenge or not, he goes brain dead.
Was he 0-7 this year now?
0-7. His career percentage in it is awful. And he challenged something that all of us watching are probably laughing at.
There was no way that was a fumble. No shot.
Oh, that cracked me up.
Yeah, well.
But you're right. The Jets will lose to the Raiders. But to your point, if this Sunday is about, hey, well, if they lose, it's a win-win, we're going to be saying that about the Redskins, about the Bengals, and about the Dolphins again, unless this owner actually decided in the middle of the season, John Mara style with Ben McAdoo, to get rid of the head coach.
No doubt about it. Or what we saw in Cleveland last year with Hugh Jackson. He got rid of Hugh Jackson.
You're right.
And who did he hire? Who became the head coach? Greg Williams.
Ah, he's there.
Yep.
He is there sitting there.
Yep.
I mean, look, at the
end.
And
they played pretty well. Actually, Cleveland actually played pretty well. They played better with Greg Williams than they have with Freddie Kitchens.
No, you're right. Look, sometimes when you change coaches, and I think in baseball and basketball and hockey, you know, sometimes when you fire a coach and fire a manager, it sparks a team and teams can win. I mean, it happens a lot.
Sure.
Or it's happened before, I should say. I think the Marlins, when they won the World Series in 03, got rid of their manager. Jack McKeon took over.
Yep,
they won the World Series. The Astros in 05, I think, or 04 maybe.
Well, Bob Lemon with Billy Martin in 78.
Yeah, that's right, with the Yankees.
They were down 14 games out of first place.
And they fire a pretty damn good manager, look what happens.
Yep.
NBA, we've seen it before. I think when the Nets fired Byron Scott for Lawrence Frank, they won their first 14 games in a row.
That's right.
In the NFL, that doesn't tend to happen, but sometimes you have success. I remember when the Cowboys fired Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett took over, he did a good enough job to where, as you may know, he's still the head coach.
Right. And like I said, last year with Greg Williams, I mean, at Cleveland was a pretty good football team after Williams took over.
But most of the time, what we saw with McAdoo to Spagnuolo, that's what happens.
Right, that's right.
Where the guy who takes over becomes an afterthought in the history of your franchise.
Right.
Spagnuolo obviously is known more as a defensive coordinator for the success he had.
Yeah.
But as far
he did coach the Rams a couple of years. Wasn't very good,
but for Giant fans as a head coach, he's an afterthought. You forget about him. You go right from Ben McAdoo to Pat Shurmur. And the odds are very high that if the Jets fire Adam Gase, the same thing's going to happen. Whether it's Jim Bob Cooter, what's his job? The running backs coach, I think, is his title. Remember, he's the former offensive coordinator of the Lions.
Yep.
Whether it's him or it's Greg Williams or it's it won't be Gase's guy, the offensive coordinator.
Loggins.
It wouldn't be him. But the odds are it's just a temporary guy so that when you get to January, we're all talking about who they should hire as the head coach. Pat Shurmur is in no trouble to get fired in the middle of this season.
He could go at the end of the year, though.
That is the fair question.
That could very much happen.
That is the fair question. And what you need to see for Pat Shurmur to keep his job is the key word is just progress. And I think we said that coming into the year about this football team because the bar was a lot lower for the Giants than it was the Jets. And I think we said, we both didn't look at them as playoff teams, as the Giants as a playoff team, but said they've got to get better. And for a couple of weeks, it looked like they were getting better. You know, when they beat the Redskins 24-3, and they were 2-2, it looked like, wow, from week one to week four, the quarterback change, they're getting better. Even the New England game, even the Patriot game, they competed.
They did.
So despite losing the back-to-back games to the Vikings and the Patriots, I think we said, all right, they're 2-4, but they're getting better.
Right. And they lost probably the two playoff teams. And Minnesota's certainly a very good team. We know what the Patriots are. So they lost the two good teams there.
Sure, but I think since then, that's not the case anymore.
No,
I think when you look at the loss at home to Arizona, the loss
Detroit.
In Detroit to the Lions, and even what we saw the other night to Dallas, I think that progress word, you're not seeing enough of it. And so there's no excuse when you play a team like the New York Jets. There's no excuse. This would be a disaster for Pat Shurmur and the Giants to lose this football game.
I don't think there's any question. I think it's crazy. But I think there's actually more pressure on the Giants only because of the fact that the Jets are looked upon now as a dysfunctional disaster of an organization, and the Giants are just looked at as a bad team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of a difference here.
Well, and I think a lot of it comes back to, Joe, the expectations that not just we had, but all of us had coming into the season.
Yep.
The expectation was, hey, the Jets should compete for a playoff spot. They went out. They spent a lot of money. Year two of the quarterback. They have to be good. I think most of us realistically, I mean, there are some who are a little delusional, but most of us realistically said, hey, the Giants are really young. They're not going to be that good. And when will the quarterback play? It turned out the quarterback took over earlier than maybe a lot of us thought. But right now, the Giants are better. It's not by a lot.
No, they're better. Not by a lot. They are better.
You know, it's, look.
They're better.
When you have two bad teams playing each other, somebody's better. You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be somebody better. When the Kansas City Royals played the Detroit Tigers this past year in those hot regular season games, somebody's better. So it's not a compliment when I say the Giants are better. It's just a reality that right now they're better. Now, they're hit with the injury bug because Evan Ingram's not going to play in this game. But the Jets are hit with this injury bug, too. Le'Veon Bell is still a questionable quantity right now.
Looks like he's playing.
It looks like he's playing.
Right.
But they're banged up in the secondary. Trumaine Johnson
stinks.
How
about Darryl Roberts is out?
Darryl
Roberts
about him?
After
up.
All the nonsense last week, Darryl Roberts, he's tweeting, he's ripping the fans, and he was brutal. You're out.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Why not?
It doesn't, you know what? Him ripping the fans was stupid. Him getting hurt, it happens.
Right.
But when you rip fans, you open yourself up to the criticism of, wow, so you ripped the fans and now you're not playing,
right,
even though
right.
he's legitimately hurt.
No, of course.
It just looks bad.
And my secondary, man, his game, oh my God. And who's playing? Brian Poole? Hairston,
Nate
obviously
Hairston,
the two safeties. They Arthur Millett,
Arthur
whoever
Millett,
he is.
Sure,
he had a big
yeah.
touchdown in the first Patriot game on it. He had take a fumble in the end zone.
Yes.
And there's another guy they signed from the Ravens I never heard of.
This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a feeling? Because sometimes you have feelings
I have
one
no
way or
feeling.
The other.
You know what? I'm trying to make a case to take the Jets in the 2.5 in his game. I can't make no case.
Yeah.
There's no feeling for this game. I have no feeling either way. I don't know.
I
don't know. Both teams, it's probably going to be who plays worse.
Yeah. You know, here's
who
my...
Who stinks more in this game?
My screwed up logic on why I think the Jets may actually win this game is this. Here's my screwed up logic, because I have no feel for this game.
Because it helps gaze, and we don't want that?
Partially that.
Right.
But partially, the Jets have been the team taking the big beating over the last few weeks, and now it's the Giants' turn.
Right.
And I think if the Giants lose this game on Sunday, not that the heat is off Adam Gase, not that it's calming you down, but I think just like that, in that instance, the Giants take the beating again.
Yes.
They become the new team.
How could
team.
You lose to them? How could
exactly.
you lose to the team that just lost to Miami?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what it comes down
they
to.
They take the beating.
Yep.
And I am almost looking at the ineptitude of these two franchises saying, tag, you're it. Okay, now it's your turn to take a beating from everybody. It's almost as if it's the Giants' turn now, despite the fact that they've lost five in a row. But they've done it in a way in which the first two games they lost to the losing streak, we all excused.
Right.
They're Vikings, the Patriots.
And they played
the
Patriots, like you said. They played the Patriots right into the fourth quarter in that game.
Right. And the last two losses have been almost overshadowed by the ineptitude of Adam Gase and the Jets.
Yep, yep.
So it's almost their turn to kind of take the heat from the public of New York. But either way, both of these franchises are bad right now. It's a sad state of affairs in New York football.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's really, it's horrible. The toilet bowl, that's what we got coming up, man.
Yes.
The toilet bowl.
Luckily at 4
we'll
o'clock.
Call it toilet.
Toilet. We can flush it. At 4 o'clock, we get to flush it. And we got two football games on locally at 4 o'clock, too, so that's good.
We got Colts, Dolphins, and what's the other game we got? What's the Fox game?
The Fox game is Green Bay, Carolina.
All right, okay.
The one game we don't get would be the Rams and the Steelers,
right.
if I'm not mistaken.
Well, of course, we got the Red Zone, though.
That's right. So if you have the Red Zone.
You got the DirecTV,
exactly.
the Red Zone.
So I'm all set.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
And Sunday night's a good game. Cowboys-Vikings.
Cowboys-Vikings.
And Monday night, you got Niners and Seahawks.
Monday night's
How
the
best. How about that one?
Best game of the week.
Yep.
Is the
yep.
Monday nighter.
Yep.
We'll get to your calls coming up. Carl Banks will join us. Brian Costello will join us. It's also a great Saturday in college football.
Oh, tremendous.
And so Brian Jones will join us to preview it at 12 noon.
Ohio State, Maryland, they're favored by 40. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Well, you heard the big college football news. That is great news for you and great news for me and great news for Giant fans, and that's Chase Young is being investigated by the NCAA, so he is not going to play over the weekend.
Oh, really?
That's right. And that's great news.
Was he got an agent already?
I don't know what.
The Jets draft him yet?
I don't think, Ernie, has it come out specifically what the investigation is about?
Yeah, he's saying that he got a loan from a family friend last year, and that's part of, he said he paid it back. They're investigating if it was something else.
Okay. You know what I say? I don't care.
Ridiculous. You know what I say? Ridiculous.
No, it's, look, if you were going to debate the issue, it's ridiculous. But what I don't care about is I want this man and Giant fans, if you should feel the same way, I want him arrested.
Yeah.
I want him arrested. Yeah, well. Guy looks like a hell of a football
player. I tell you one
player.
Thing, it certainly didn't hurt Nick Bosa.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
It did not hurt Nick Bosa basically missing the season last year for Ohio State.
I get it if you're a college football fan, where you say, hey, this stinks. But as an NFL fan, yes, I put the NFL first by far. Yeah.
Especially if you're an Ohio State fan.
Sure. But if you're a Jet or Giant fan and it is realistic that this guy ends up with one of these two teams, it's very realistic that that happens, I wouldn't want him playing. So I think it's a good thing. Why not? I'm not crying over it. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.